1395, Adelaide's 5AA. This is Paul Richards.
You know, looking around the studio here, it takes a long time to get into radio sometimes, and I think it's worth mentioning how you got here, and I'd like to give a nod to a few guys, one of whom isn't with us anymore, David Day, Kev Mulcahy is with us, of course, and Mark Aston, who you sometimes is still hearing on the morning. Mark, I know you're listening right now. It's always feel like I give you a nod, mate, when I'm on. So thank you for everything, my friend. Shelley Thompson is a patient experience consultant. Gee, they're creative with their job names nowadays. She's going to answer a question for us. Is your GP a physician or a priest? Maybe a bit of both. What can a doctor do to improve patient experiences outside of treatment? Now, there was an interesting study in 2007, and we will find about that from Shelley now. G'day, Shelley.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Yeah, good. A patient experience consultant. Where's that come from?
That really means that I work with medical practices and with hospitals to help the doctors and the administrative staff really understand what the patient needs. So I look at everything from the patient's point of view and help all of those hospitals and private practices out there and GP practices to make sure they incorporate that into their everyday work.
Is it changing with technology? What patients need, is it changing in this world?
Very much so.
In what way?
The patient is really in charge now, which is exciting and scary for us as patients.
Well, I remember people used to defer, didn't they, to the doctors all the time?
Absolutely. And I think when you look back decades, if we rewind, the days before effective treatments, there really wasn't that much on offer. You know, if you went to the doctor, the GP particularly, you were there for advice or even, you know, what I would perhaps call pastoral support, yeah, or just listening. There wasn't a lot of treatment options. So, in fact, that's what the doctors did. But if you fast forward to now and you think about technology and any industry, including medical, automation, artificial intelligence, robotic surgery, the GP's role is incredibly diverse. It's a very different role for them and a different role for us as patients.
Yeah. And now, the GP's role, do you work with major hospitals as well?
I do.
Okay, so, and that is changing in there as well, what patients need. Patients now understand their rights a lot more, and having a background in hospital work, I've seen it change in the 35 or so years that I've been involved. What does it mean, is your GP a physician or a priest? Like, flesh that out for me a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's really thinking about the role that it came from, which really was that advisory role and that listening role, to fast-forwarding today to say, well, why do I go to the GP? And I think many of your listeners might go to the GP and for different reasons. Yeah. So the GP plays a huge variety of roles now. And so are they in the game of listening or are they in the medical world? Well, I think the answer is they have to cover both.
Yeah.
And they have to address any concern that the patient brings to the consultation. You know, for example, some patients might just want a quick fix for an irritation or an ailment.
Sure.
Some expect detective work, you know, for something, perhaps some long-term symptoms.
Yeah.
Some might want a translation of expectations. Maybe they've been to a specialist and then come back to the GP and said, look, I really don't understand what's going on. Can you actually translate this from medical speaking to something I understand?
Have you found that, because like I said, I've seen things change, and one of the things I've changed is the bedside manner of older doctors. I'm generalising here, but, you know, it was almost cliche that some of the consultants especially would have an impersonal touch. That seems to have moved for me. Have you found that?
Yes, very much so. And I think you'll find that as patients, we're a lot more savvy and we have much higher expectations. Mm. And I think we used to wait for advice. But, you know, if we're sitting in a hospital or we're in an appointment with a specialist, the fact that they don't provide us with what we want isn't enough now.
Yeah.
And from our point of view, we go on to Dr. Google. You know, we look on the internet, we search, we ask our family and friends, we go on, you know, review and rating sites.
Yeah.
We're actually extremely knowledgeable as patients, more so than ever before.
I tell you what, it's a harsh time to be a doctor or a teacher. There's ratemydoctor.com.
Yes.
Which is just abominable to me. I don't know what you think of that, but I think it's okay to have reviews, but you can absolutely pillory someone on that, and there are no consequences.
Yes, and I do think we all have to be careful with those rating and review sites. They are meant to be constructive, and they're certainly not for downloading your information on. If you've got a personal gripe, you can either take that up directly with the doctor, you know, or the practice, or you can take it to the commission as well. So you have channels, if official channels, to make your gripe. But I do think that we have to be careful and responsible as patients as well, that we're not downloading on those sites that were actually being quite constructive.
Sure.
And I do think the best sites have a two-way dialogue where both patients can provide information and comments, and there is an opportunity for the practice or the individual doctors or health professionals to provide information back. So it's a two-way street.
Sure.
And that's the way it is in the private consultation, and that's the way it should be in the public domain.
Shelley, when these three researchers in 2007 set out to answer that question in their study, is the 21st century GP a physician or a priest, when they came to their findings, how much did that impact the way that GPs were acting? Was it something that was impactful for GPs? Was it fed back to them?
Yes, very much so. And it was quite a large study and took on both findings from patients and also from GPs themselves. And I think the interesting thing was that the base is that GPs are doctors. You know, they're not trying to be priests, but a huge part of their role, as you mentioned, is that they have to be human. You know, they have to provide comfort, dignity, empathy. They have to be good listeners, have a good bedside manner. But the findings indicated that for GPs, the reason they went into medicine in the first place, because they love that variety of care that comes through the door. They don't really know what to expect.
Yeah.
But it's the very essence of general practice, if you like, and why so many GPs enter the profession. But when I was talking to a GP recently who's actually retiring, I asked her to reflect on her career and what was the one thing that she enjoyed the most. And she indicated to me it was the fact that she'd seen multiple generations of the same family, that she had this opportunity to be part of a family's life and see children grow up, become parents of their own, you know, become grandparents and so on and so on. And she said that was the most exciting thing and the most rewarding thing about being a GP.
That's
and
a fantastic
I don't think
story. Yeah, that's a good story. All right. Okay, that's definitely something to think about. With I know some GPs who curse like they're never going to be a priest at all. Shelley, just one about you now, a question about you. What's it like being a patient experience consultant? Is it satisfying?
It's incredibly rewarding, Paul. It's wonderful to talk to patients. I love to get their point of view. I think that most problems or, if you like, complaints that happen in the medical profession by patients can actually be solved by patients. I think generally patients, when they say something's not right yet and they complain, they're actually complaining because they want to improve it. You know, they're taking the time to say, hey, this could be better.
Yeah.
And I think they genuinely want to be heard and should be heard. And I think they have nearly all the answers. I don't think the medical profession needs to go any further than their patients. And for me, incorporating the patient's expectations and what they want and, you know, if you like, the answers or the outcomes that they're expecting into a practice or a hospital environment is the most rewarding thing of all, because everybody wins.
Shelley, thank you so much for taking the time tonight. We'll leave it there. Shelley Thompson, a patient experience consultant. If your experience has been better with your GP, maybe it's Shelley's fault. That would be a very nice, rewarding thing for you. Good on you, Shelley. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Paul.
See you later. Bye-bye.